Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Sometimes we look at it when we really worthy for him to die. But he looked at us and he didn't look at us because he died for us because we were so good. He died for us because he knew that before him, there was no way to make it to God. There wasn't. But he had to come back. You know, right? One time it was no way to get to him. But now, man, to get reconciled back to him. And we thank God for that, man. Whatever, something about having faith, right?
That's
something
it.
About having
thank
faith.
You, Lord.
something about having faith. And if you don't have faith, if you don't believe that God's Son, that he's sending down to all these generations, somebody been around the book a little bit, 43 generations, you got to believe that. It's going to come down, man. You want to believe it. He's going to be held accountable for what he believes in. You know, it's going to come in time. You know, people leaving off of this thing, man. You know, every day somebody's leaving. Every minute, hour, somebody's leaving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody asked you a question, where do you believe?
Mm.
Who do you have your faith in?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got
who
the faith
believe?
In?
Yeah.
Could you help me with that rest?
Yes, praise the Lord. Who do you believe? Yeah. And who do you have your faith in? It should show by your actions when all others are through this pandemic, you know, when in tragedy, the failure, or even in your daily walk, your actions should show where your faith lies, where your hope lies. Rich people, their hope lies in their money, in their bank account,
right.
In their wealth, in their
right.
stocks.
Mm-hmm.
But Christians, no matter how strong or how weak, when the winds blow, when the storms come, their hope, trust,
right,
and
right.
their faith is upon the one that laid the foundation for them. You know, even in your walk, when down in your heart you feel you have displeasing, you know, it just don't sit well with you. Because that's where your hope is. That's where, and when you feel like you're straying from, and there's a calling down within to repair that relationship. You feel like you're not doing something right, or you don't feel that connection, because that's where your hope, your faith, your lifeline, if you will, it yearns for him. It hopes for him.
All right.
All right. You know, there's a hope. We realize Hebrews will tell us that. It's a substance of things hoped. I'm hoping. It's a substance of things that, you know, he gathered together. it takes substance to make things. Hallelujah. I'm hoping for it.
Okay.
So it's evidence, nothing is seen, but it's, I'm hoping. So that's why my faith don't rely on circumstance.
Okay.
My faith don't rely on if the situation looks positive. My faith relies upon when it looks dark, weary, and dim, because it don't look like it's going to be favorable for me. But I have that evidence of trust, hope, leaning, and depending. You know, all these help my faith, this substance me, become my sight.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because it's evidence that nothing is, things are not seen. Hallelujah. That's why I don't look to my way, but unto his way.
Yahweh. Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. Over and over. You know, if we just look back at the report, there's been songs about it. There's been testimonies about it. There's even scriptures about it. This hope, you know, and the victory has been won through hope. Battles have been won through hope and faith. You look all through kings, you know, the judgments, the wars, hallelujah. You know, to Solomon over there. Hallelujah. And he responded back unto the Lord and told him, Hallelujah. I want a heart to judge your people. I want them to judge the way you want them to be. In other words, I want to pick your way. Hallelujah. And then when you choose the Lord, he will pour out wisdom upon you. But first you must show reverence and respect. Hallelujah. The Psalms over there will tell you the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. Is that we must fear the Lord. We must come to know who he is. Hallelujah. And this one, hallelujah, this very one, before the foundation of the world, before even Calvary, a choice was made that he would come and take a part of himself. Hallelujah. His word that was made flesh and die and pay a penalty that we could not pay. We owed it, but we could not pay it. Hallelujah. But he made it a way to where we could, come back to him. Thank you, Jesus. He made a way. And I'm so glad there's a way that was made. Hallelujah. It overcame many obstacles this way. They tried to quiet this way. They tried to tell lies that it wasn't so. That he didn't raise, you know. Hallelujah. But he came and lived a perfect life before us. To give us encouragement, to give us encouragement when we would get weary along the way. He gave us encouragement through, he showed us that this life could be lived. The only way we could obtain, hallelujah, the victory in this life is to choose his way, to choose him, hallelujah. Because he knows how and what spirits will fight against each and every one of us. Even in hot places, wickedness, he came. Hallelujah. What you say through the 42 generations, he came. Hallelujah. And he's so awesome, so omnipotent, he's so powerful that he can deal with each and every one of us individually. Hallelujah. Individually. And then bless us collectively. That we may tell of his goodness and his mercy that encourages each and every one of us. Even when we tell of his goodness, other Christians that are walking, they get strength. Hallelujah. When he tells of his victory, how you have a personal victory, we get strength. I hear your testimony, and I'm encouraged. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged to, hallelujah, to stay on the battlefield. I'm encouraged, hallelujah, to walk a little bit further with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm encouraged, real. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's say a little prayer to his holy word for us in the name of Jesus. Father God, in heaven, come. Thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We're so surely. Thank you for your mercy, for your grace that you've shown towards us. Even this morning, you allowed us to look upon this day, Father God. You've given some the activity of their limbs, Father God, that they may move, hallelujah, about, Father God, and prepare for this day. Some, you woke them up with a burning in their heart, Father, that just want to go a little bit further. We thank you for the strong in you. Hallelujah. We can only be strong because you put it there. You put the desire there that we may live better for you. We said thank you. Oh, Father God, we looked upon this day, laid down in faith, and you made that faith a reality in sight this morning. We said thank you, and we love you. Oh, Father God, bless us. Bless us. Give us what we need to be pleasing in our sight. Give us what we need, oh God. As we look into thy word, Father God, bless us. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day, Father God. In other words, oh, Father God, give us this day our daily bread. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise, the worship, the grace, and the honor it deserves. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, Father. Amen. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For his grace, for his mercy shown towards us, even in this abundance of grace and mercy. Oh, hallelujah. When you think about it, it's good to think back what he has done for us. You know, that song told us, you thought I was worth saving. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
you came and you changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. Oh, so you sacrificed your life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
has laid up spiritual blessings. Oh, hallelujah, for us in his son, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? It requires us to draw him out by prayer, by prayer, by prayer. We've been saying we need to pray for one another. Even the best Christian, hallelujah, needs and desires prayer because he want to keep doing God's will. He wants to stay connected to God. Hallelujah. And the only way he could do this is by much prayer. What is prayer? It's a conversation to God.
Uh-oh.
And even our life is a conversation. You don't believe it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe our life is a conversation to God? Don't look at what we say unto him, but he looks at more of how we live unto him, how we choose him with our hearts daily. How do we choose God over and over with our hearts? It is when our hearts line up with the things that he wants. Hallelujah. That's when he can bless you because your actions have lined it up with that tongue. Hallelujah. So when that's when he can say before they call. Because your heart is talking unto him before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, you're talking to him through your actions, through your way, through, Lord, I want to be, you just the thing of the Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart. It's in my heart, oh God. In my heart. He's laid up these things. We'll find that here in Ephesians. Ephesians will start at the latter of the first chapter. And we'll move into that second chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ephesians, if you will. Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Just praying, I'm praying. Which verse you want me to start out? I want to paint this picture, give you a full understanding. Ephesians, the latter part. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 14, Ephesians 1 and 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchase possession to the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, that I heard of your faith, thank you, Lord, in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I show you the importance of prayer for thy brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though these in over here in this Ephesians, hallelujah. These are ones that been brought out of their heathenism. Here is a salvation, an act of saving, blessings and prepared in God's elect, eternal election as purchased by Christ's blood. Hallelujah. necessity. Hallelujah.
All right.
It is a necessity that we have faith. Hallelujah.
Come on,
faith. Faith, it is a necessity. It is a must. See, because the adversary will try to throw his fiery darts, though what you're in, and no matter where your growth is in Christ, there must faith, hope, and charity must abide. Because it will take faith, hallelujah. Though we're saved by grace, hallelujah. But it's through our faith. You know, we can't, just because of the day is tough, we can't throw in the towel. Just because the storm is raging and it don't look like it's profitable for me, I still must have the faith and believe in the foundation that was laid before me, which is the earnest of our inheritance till the redemption, purchase, possession, to the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also have I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. How can someone hear? How can he hear of your faith, like we said earlier, but by your actions? Your actions speak. Your actions speak. Hallelujah. You know, Reb told us many times that sometimes, a lot of times, we are on the Bible that people read. Hallelujah. So what are they reading? What are they seeing? Faith, hope, and trust in this vessel that God has made, this vessel that God has set aside, picked out to be picked on. Hallelujah. Instead of, you should count that as an honor. In trials and tribulation, you should count it as an honor that God so felt like I was able to handle and carry this burden. All that I have within me, I'll try to carry it, but I know I'll look unto him for his strength, for his guidance. Help me, Lord, keep me. Lord, keep me, help me, help me. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, when I lean upon you, and my faith not be weary because of the circumstance, but my substance. Oh, hallelujah. It's my substance, is my hope in you. Hallelujah. My love for you, because it don't depend upon how you bless me. Hallelujah. It depend. What it depend upon is, are you pleased with me? Are you pleased with me, Lord? Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. You know, we should be praying for one another. Hallelujah. Because of the struggle, we should be praying. We should be hoping for the success of each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in this body striving. Heaven is my goal. But to get there, I must have a conversation on this side. What is my conversation? My life that I live before, that's my conversation. Because may come a time when I can't speak. Hallelujah. Well, sickness may come upon this body and I cannot speak, but he can look at the way that I feel. He can look at the way I hope in him. I depend upon him. I trust upon him. Blessings were made known to believers by the Lord, showing to them the mystery of his sovereign will. Hallelujah. The method of redemption and salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You got to realize, I don't care how blessed you are, it's only because of him that you're as blessed as you are spiritually.
Spiritually.
See, you can't look at the money. Because if the heart is not right, you won't do right by anyone with that money. So though he may bless you financially, but you must make sure that heart is blessed. Because then that money will be a blessing rather than a curse to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Thanks not to give. Thanks for you making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of
come
God,
on now.
May give us to you the spirit of wisdom
mm-hmm.
and revelation in the knowledge mm. of him. Oh, hallelujah. The eyes of, thank you, Lord. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you that ye may know what is the hope of his calling.
Yes, sir.
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Listen here.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, listen, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Oh, hallelujah. Knowing all that, it helps you understand verse 21, for above all principality, far above, he's lifted far above all principality. They have no effect upon him because he's lifted above them, hallelujah, and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
He
has put all things under his feet. You know, it's triumphant right here. He gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. We are his body and his bride, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Oh, honey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
As we think upon that, it gives us introduction. It helps us understand what we're going to look at today. Hallelujah. In this second chapter. For your study, you need to concentrate on that latter part. It would help you understand why it says in this first verse in the second chapter, and you have he quickened.
All right.
Who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now is in the children of disobedience, in the riches of God's grace towards men. The riches of God.
All right.
Grace. What are you doing with the grace of God? Grace is allowed to those that are trying to grow, God explained it, and he gave me a thought one day. He helped me understand grace. Hallelujah. You know, all of us, a lot of us has been to the circus. We've been in the presence, or we've seen it on TV, and we're quite common with the high tightrope walker. Hallelujah. For those that don't know, it's a rope that's lifted high up in the air. Hallelujah. High up in
all
the
right.
air. And the object is for the one that has practiced, that has prepared themselves. Hallelujah. They don't do this feat without practicing, preparing. Listen at me. You don't walk this walk without practicing and preparing. For your hope is to make it to the other side. Hallelujah. But in there, you're giving a balancing thing that a rod that you weigh in your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instead on one side of the rope, you're looking across. Hallelujah. But what grace is? They have what they call at the bottom, but just before ground, they have a net. just in case, oh, hallelujah, just in case if you fall, that net is there to catch you. So as you hold that in your hand and you put one foot in front of the other, they don't just run across that rope, but they couple in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and they have within their hand, that thing that helped them balance. What is that thing that helped them balance? I believe it can be justice.
All right.
That helped them. Oh, thank you, Lord, on the spot. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. See, that is balanced upon. And if you sway to the left or sway, if you lose your balance to the right, that justice is there. That will keep you. But it's only there if have you been practicing not to fall. They've been practicing not to fall, but just in case. This way too much, and that balance of justice is too heavy for them, then they fall. But grace is there to catch them. But it's only allowed it to those that are trying. And this is how you can respect, be respectful of his grace. Divine grace makes, hallelujah. Divine grace helps you to walk right, to talk right, hallelujah. Among whom also we all had our conversation, see, our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. See, when you don't live right, that's a conversation as well. What are you telling the Lord? When you decide to do it your own way because of the lust of the flesh, hallelujah, fulfillment of the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God,
all right,
who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Oh, hallelujah. Even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved.
That's it.
Sin is a death to our soul. Hallelujah.
That's
man
it.
Dead in trespasses and sin. You don't have no desire for spiritual pleasure. hallelujah. You're dead and you're just dead, and you just want what you want, and you shun away, you turn a dull ear to Christ and what he wants. Look upon you, and then you are just like a corpse before him. A corpse, hallelujah. Ain't no good thing when we look upon a corpse. We see death. A dying spirit. The thing that gave that body life was the spirit of the Lord. It gave that body life. It made it look good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
But it's death and ruins, sin ruins a man. Hallelujah. But if we
all
do
right,
things the right, we should all be affected by thought of a dead soul. Lost, fallen, state of mind, sin. You have conformed to things of the world. They're wicked. You have become a slave to Satan. Satan is the author of that proud, carnal. You know, you're proud and you're carnal. Folly, you know, is you worship evil. Hallelujah. Ungodly rules in your heart, no grace, no mercy towards anyone. Hallelujah. But that's what God has delivered you from. Hallelujah. So why should we go back to it? That's what God has brought you out of. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us. He don't want to punish you like he's going to deal with the world. Hallelujah. So why not let him lift you up where you should be? Hallelujah. lift you up. Continue to let that fire burn within your heart that you can be clean to him, that you can walk. So grace will be beneficial to you instead of you being a curse. Hallelujah. Using up, blood sacrifice so much, but practice not to fall. So hallelujah. So when you do fall, it's easier for you to get up because you know with all in you, I've tried my best, Lord. And Lord comes and says, that's all right. I'm gonna give you another chance. Even get better. Hallelujah. Even get better. And when you get so confident, hallelujah, in your walk. Some can be so confident till they say, remove the net. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm hoping and I'm dependent, not on that net, but I'm dependent on his love, his mercy. He's rich in it. Hallelujah. His desire is not for me to fall, but to succeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not for me to fall, but to succeed. Yeah. Hallelujah. To succeed. That's why he lifted me. Lifted me. Lifted me. And he has raised us up together. Yeah. He raised us up together. You know, one can help another. When I am strong, then when my brother is weak, I'm there for him. And when I am weak and he is strong, he's there for me. I was troubled. And the countenance was changed for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a necessity that we hope and we pray for each other. We love one another. It's a necessity, hallelujah, that we walk like Christ. That we be holy, that we be keepers of ourselves. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am my brother's keeper. It's my responsibility to help the hand when the hand need a little help, to help the mouth when it need a little help, to help the heart, encourage the heart when weary days are ahead. It's my responsibility that we are together, that we are together, that we remain strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, that we speak things over our brother, encourage our brother, encourage. This will help us so we don't slip back into being a heathen. Heathen want things, hallelujah, that are unholy. Heathen want things. He wants to hear of his brother fall so he can go spread it. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-oh.
But those that are of Christ, that, you know, and I know we're in the flesh, you know, sometimes men, they do gossip, but when they come to themselves, they pray, hallelujah, Lord, Lord, help me, my brother, because it could be me, Lord, help my sister, hallelujah, I see her going in a way that she shouldn't go, Lord, help me, Lord, bless him, hallelujah, Lord, Lord, keep us, as I pray for someone else. God looks upon my situation as well, so I don't have to worry about my situation because I'm doing as though Christ desired me to do because he went for Calvary, not for himself.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He went. Not that he
went
needed
me.
Any change. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But he learned.
He just went for me. He just went for me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Because
yes,
he was so rich in mercy.
Yeah.
For his great love when he loved us. He loved us. He loved us so that though he was
so much.
Perfect in every way, but he despised the shame of the cross. Hallelujah. He beat up all naked before. Hallelujah. How many of are ashamed when sin is exposed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The shame of Christ had no shame, no sin. At all, but he despised the sin was put up on him. Oh, hallelujah. The agony. I lived the best that I could live, but I'm willing to lay it all down before the world. I'm taking up on their sin. Hallelujah. That's like a runner winning the race, but he's giving the loser the victory.
He ran the race, turned around,
and gave the victory to the loser, to the one that didn't come in first place. But the thing about it, you stayed in there. You stayed in there. Oh, though others are passing me, oh, but I'm staying there. I'm still pushing on. Oh, hallelujah. But my plan is to finish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though I may get weak and weary along the way, but my plan is to finish. To finish. What's it going to take for me to finish? Though the weight, see, I can't run as fast as others because I have this weight. Hallelujah. 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 I've picked up sin, shame. Hallelujah. But I need to be lifted. I need to be gifted in my heart that I can pull off. Hallelujah. That I may put on. Oh, hallelujah. When I pull off things, I get a little lighter because of his spirit. Hallelujah. My heart is different now. I decided, hallelujah, that his way, the best way, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. By this grace are you saved. See, that grace helped that tightrope walker not hit the ground. That grace, hallelujah. When you know you should have deserved justice and what did justice do as tightrope builder. When justice was not in your favor because of your walk, hallelujah. Justice sent you to grace, hallelujah. Made your fall, but you, one thing about it, when you were trying, you spoke to God when you were trying. When you try to do your best, you're speaking to him. Lord, I love you. How do you love me? Well, I'm showing love to others. That's how I love. That's I'm showing to the world that I'm his disciple, that I'm a brother. Because I love. Because I'm trying to follow your commandments, not for an outward show, but for an inward show. I must show to my inner part that thing that is wicked within me. I must show them that I love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength. Oh, Lord, I need you. I need you every hour. I can't afford to be left alone. Hallelujah. Because if I'm left alone, hallelujah, I cannot win. I need you, Lord. I need you with me. I need you even when we were dead. We were dead in sin.
All right.
But had he quickened us together. He quickened us together. It says us. It says us, don't it? Us together. Ephesians 2nd chapter, the 5th verse. Even when we were dead in sin. And he quickened us together. He not selfish. He quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you're saved. And raised us up together. This is worth giving God the praise. And he made us to sit in heavenly. Us, he said, us. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he made us sit together. Hallelujah. 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 This is a blessing and has raised us up together and made us fit together. Yes, sir.
Just to look at it like this, you have Romans 6 and 4. When you read that scripture, it says about even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. Romans 6 and 4 and 5 says, therefore, we were buried with him by baptism.
Come on now.
Into death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father,
even so,
we should walk in newness. For if we have been planted together, in his likeness of his death, we should be also in likeness of his resurrection. And when you're going there, River, I just start thinking about how it ties together, how God put it together, like you and I. Anybody that believe in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ got to believe in baptism. Got to believe in the baptism. Has to believe in baptism. Because it's essential for us to be baptized. So I thank you for the where you're going with it. But I always think about this. We got to die to something.
I'm gonna say this one more thing, bro.
We all got to stand for God. I don't care how good or great you are, we're gonna have to stand for God. I keep saying this. What book you wanna be judged out of? You got the answer.
Come on, you got the answer right now.
He's taking man's thought. He's taking man's doing. He's taking man's love. And he's taking man's faith, and he's putting it in one of them books. Which book you want to be in? You want to be in the book of life? Be in the book of life, Doc. You got to come on one side. Try to come on any hand. I just wanted to throw that in the map so you were right there on that, that quickening time.
Oh, good.
And we're coming back together.
That's all. Quickening. Hallelujah. You know, many don't realize they've been set free.
Yes, sir.
You know, you've been vindicated.
You've been vindicated.
Thank you, Lord. The word buried. Some people don't understand suffering. But we're buried. We were buried with them in baptism. Hallelujah. But that way, the end of the story. We're raised up. From the dead. We're raised up from that iniquity. We're raised up from that man that we were, that heathen creature that we were. We're raised up from that. Hallelujah. Oh, by the glory of the Father. That verse 4 is beautiful. So we also should walk in newness. We knew it. You know, if you're a believer, you must die to sin and live to God. Hallelujah. No, see, that grace is allowed it, and the question was asked in the first verse. Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, he tells me, God forbid. How you should do it? You're dead to sin. So you shouldn't live any longer, because you're going to allow it to live there. You giving it permission. I know I was baptized. I know God forgave me. I know God delivered me. But I'm giving you permission to live here. Lord have mercy. You have to, like Rev said, you got to give an account for that. That's written down. Jesus, I'm saying that the Father, I died for that. But then the adversary is accusing, and we're giving him. We're making the adversary word true. He's accusing us before God. But Jesus said, well, I died for that. But then we look at our life, our conversation that we're living before him. Our mouth is saying one thing, but our life is saying another thing. It can be confusing. Hallelujah. Confusion. Hallelujah. So you should not continue, because when you continue, you're abusing this grace that he's given us. This grace, you're abusing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace don't need to abound. they ask the question. Yeah, we continue in this. So, you know, that grace. But see, grace is there just in case. While I'm climbing. While I'm trying, if I miss it, but the fact of it is, I'm trying to make it. I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm there's an accent showing. No, if I should fall while I'm climbing, if I should stumble while I'm trying, while I'm not just laying and seeing and no practice of trying to get any better or get any stronger. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But I'm trying, and that grace is there just in case. Hallelujah. If I fall, hallelujah, while the adversary is trying to do his little tricks and he stumbled me up, but it's my heart. My heart is to do right. So when I do fall, I'm most miserable because I fail. But oh, hallelujah. But my Lord, with all that was in me, if you give me another moment to do better than what I did, I'm judging myself. Hallelujah. I'm setting up counsel within myself so he don't have to do it. Hallelujah. I'm looking and I'm counseling myself that I can be a better. I'm working on the things that he allowed his grace for me to work on. And now that you have fallen, but it was not to your death. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You realize what kept you. What it was grace that kept you. Hallelujah. Grace. That's when it abounds for you. Grace that kept you when you know. Hallelujah. When you know. Hallelujah. When you know. I'm in this heavenly place, but I feel that in the back here in the seventh verse, second Ephesians, the seventh verse, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Hallelujah. In his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. His kindness. Will we abuse this greatest kindness that he showed? I'm going to go and die on Calvary's cross, man. But the grace may be allowed it by grace. I'm living. Many times we come through obstacles and we realize and we say to others, it was by the grace of God that I'm here, that I'm standing by his grace, by his mercy. He's rich in his mercy, but it is by his grace that I have what I have. Not that I have obtained it through my own, but is what grace he allowed it unto me. Even my salvation is by his grace. Hallelujah. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Not that of yourselves, it is a gift. It was given to us. It is a gift of God. So should be no more I, but we or thee. We or thee. Hallelujah. We, hallelujah. I decided to make it my choice, but he had to put the desire there. Hallelujah. He had to give that desire birth. Oh, hallelujah. He had to give. He had to allow that to be planted within you. Hallelujah. He had to allow that. Though we were born in sin, Satan in iniquity. Oh, but it took faith, by grace, through faith, this faith. Faith, hallelujah. What's better to the mankind? Faith better when you've done all that you can. So you don't have no room for I can say, well, by my works, not of works, lest any man should boast, verse 9 will tell you.
Both.
But you realize by his grace, you realize it took his grace. And through the faith he's given to us a measure, every man a measure of faith. Hallelujah. And how we grow that measure is how our conversation to him. Hallelujah. Will we throw in the towel just because he is says no sometimes instead of yes? Will we give up though it seems like we lost the battle? But if you give the battle to him and not make it bigger than him, hallelujah. But it don't matter what the battle is. Some people battle is counsel. Some people battle. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's overcoming. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people battle every race, every, oh, hallelujah. There's a race. There's a race set out for each and every one of us. And I should be praying for my brother, Lord, bless him, to run this race. Give him what he needs. Hallelujah. This is my conversation. Lord, help my brother. Help my sister. This is my conversation. Conversation to God. Hallelujah. My life should be a prayer unto him. Not so many words because I'm making vows, but with my life, I should be, Lord, help me.
All right.
Be what you want to be. I should live in a way that I'm saying that constantly to the Lord, day in and day out. Lord, help me to be what you would have to be, to be. Lord, help me to run the race that you've given me, Lord. Hallelujah. Not looking upon my brother desiring what you gave him, but I desire what you've given to me, but I couldn't handle what you've given to him. That's why you didn't give it to me. Hallelujah. But you've given to me what's so designed for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right,
but it's by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God, not of works, that any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been delivered. We've been forgiven.
All right.
See, this was first unto the Jews, but we've been grafted in. Hallelujah. Oh, we've been grafted in that we might as well be chosen, the chosen, of God. Hallelujah. 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 Take a part of this gift that he's giving it. Who wouldn't want a gift? Oh, hallelujah. And this gift, we couldn't even earn this gift. But it was by grace that he just gave it to us. Hallelujah. Through faith. Hallelujah. Not of ourselves. Through this faith. Through this faith. Hallelujah. When I couldn't. Oh, hallelujah. When I couldn't, he can and he did. Hallelujah. When I didn't see no way, no hope, lost, but he made a way. And you know, your path can be so clear. Lord, give me guidance. Lord, give me guidance. Lord, Christians say, Lord, give me guidance. Lord, show me the way, make a way. But our life and the way we live, clear up the path for us. Hallelujah. Grace is allowed to those, hallelujah, that are trying to be pleasing in his sight. Grace is allowed to those that would choose him day in and day out. And we chose him at the beginning. But why not continually choose him? Choose him that he may form you to the way he wants you to be. Hallelujah. That he may shape you, make you, and mold you the way he would have you to be. He know what it takes. Hallelujah. For each and every individual, because he is the creator.
All right.
Hallelujah. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. Oh, hallelujah. He so fashionably made us. Hallelujah. I know we're Brandon, know what I'm talking about. We listened to a preacher one time, and he told us you were built for the journey.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you were built for the journey. So take full advantage of this gift that he's given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you need a little more grace? Hallelujah. I need his grace because I don't know what failures up on tomorrow, even though I'm hoping and I'm trusting to be, I want to be as holy as I can. Hallelujah. God knows the fullness of my strength. So I need grace. I need grace by grace. Hallelujah. Through my faith. Hallelujah. They will walk hand in hand. But it is by his grace. By his grace, by his grace, by his grace, thought I was worth saving. By his grace. He thought I was worth keeping. Oh, hallelujah. By his grace. By his But verse 4 tells us, but God, who is rich, he's rich in mercy. Oh, and that mercy and that grace will walk together. Great love. See, that's why it's important when I love my brother in spite of. That's why we're in Brian. We got that slogan, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You can, because I'm loving you with that agape love. You can't turn my love. Even if you don't like me or start hating me, I'm still going to love you. Because I realize love will lift you. love, because love lifted me. When nothing else could help love, hallelujah, it lifted me. And then it also gifted me. How did it gift you? Because of his grace. God's grace. And it gifted me and it lifted me. Thank you, Jesus. This is verse 4. We'll go with this, but we'll continue with it. Hallelujah. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Oh, may God hold you. May the mercies of God keep you. Hallelujah. May his love guide you. Hallelujah. You know, I was blessed. I love to tell of his blessing. I was blessed when Ron was talking the other day, and then he said, now to him who is able to
see. Yeah.
He's able to keep you. If you worry about falling, don't worry about it, because God is able. Brother, do you see? We could say often, him able. He's able. We need to tell ourselves that over and over again. He's able. He's able to keep me. He's able to hold me. Sometimes I just need to be held, Lord, as I'm climbing, as I'm trying, Lord, I'm trying. But it hurts my heart when my foot slips. So, Lord, hold me. Lord, keep me. Oh, with your grace and your mercy, let me not abuse it, Father, but let me use it for what it was intended to be used. When I fall, oh, hallelujah, because my foot and slip, I thought it was a firm foundation that I stepped on and it gave away. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It'll be
something with
faith. Yes, that's a beautiful lesson, man. We thank God for the Holy Spirit about faith. And then this faith, believing, is a quickened spirit. So, man, don't have
thank
to sit on the sideline and wonder which way he's going. You know, the opportunity is right now. Anytime you feel the urge, you can hit the one button, and you need prayer. That's what we're here for. If you don't know the Lord and the partner you're seeing, that's what we're here for.
Yes,
to give us your hand, to give God your heart. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
so this is what the ministry is about. To come to Jesus as you are, you can't fix yourself. Some of us don't jump around, and we still didn't mess up. You know what I'm talking about? But God's mercy, God's grace, he's right here. Don't alienate yourself from God. Don't lean to your own.
Oh, Lord.
Come to Jesus. We'll pray for you. We believe that where there are two or three touching agree in this name, that he's in the midst.
Yes.
We believe that. So we can feel the power of the Holy Ghost when you start praying.
Yes.
You're on one accord. Don't you know
you
want something, want God to do something for you? And quit asking God for them tangible blessings, material blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God for a closer walk. Ask God for a closer walk. Not this hiding and all that. Ask God, I need you to help me in this journey. I came to it alone. We're here to pray with you.
Thanks.
We want to pray with you. Lift it up. The word was taught, preached, and spread that you can hear. But we ask you, you got to have faith. And you got to believe.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You know, believe. All you got
to
do is hit the one button. And we'll pray with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we'll pray with you. We love you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank everybody for coming out each time to do it.
Praise
the Lord. Every day. We ask you, Reverend, keep us in your prayer. You know, remember why we're going to leave out tomorrow. You know, and, keep us in your prayer, you know.
In the name of
Jesus. You know, no airplane and do a little flying tomorrow. Keep us in your prayer. Nobody else in the prayer. Keep me in your prayer, you know. And then a little while.
Yes.
Keep us in your prayer, you know.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm putting my name in the act.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else wants to put it in. I'm putting it in the act.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Conversation.
You know what, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Amen. First, giving honor to God, who is indeed the head of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
I hear you. I hear you when you say you can't fix yourself. You know, for the last few days, I've been telling men and women how God has told me in certain things. And he told man you couldn't fix yourself. If you don't believe it, all you got to look at what the word said. The Bible says you're no more than a filthy rag in God's eyes.
And
that lets you know right there, you can't clean yourself. And then he turned around and told man to come as you are. He said, you're no more than a filthy rag and come as you are. So that lets you know, sister and brother, you can't fix yourself. Brother D couldn't fix himself. Brother Eric couldn't fix himself. Brother Harry couldn't fix himself. All but we know a man that can. Him. Who
made him.
You keep from falling. That's who you need. All Brother Eric is trying to tell you is a way to get to him. He's just trying to help
show you
how to get to him.
Lord.
Because
you
cannot do it yourself. All you can do is show yourself. Listen, sister, brother, I talked enough yesterday, but I got to say this. All you can do is mess it up more. You know, I already made a mess. All you do is mess it up. He went to Calvary because of the mess that we made. The man knew no sin and took on all sin because of what we did, not because of what he done. Not because of what he done. He said, look, his daddy, he said, give me a 33-year tenure and a baby's body. I'll go. That let you know that we had messed it up. We had messed it up. I tell you all the time, it should be something said in the morning minister. Hang on to you. You should grab it. Reverend Harris says something. I can't let it go. Reverend Harris, don't it make you feel good when your child is in a contest and they win a ribbon and they come over and put it on daddy's neck or they put it on mama's neck? It makes you feel good. This is what Jesus did for us when he went to the cross. He hung the victory on our neck. Because we couldn't do it ourselves. And I heard Rev says, the ones that came in second place, he made them victorious. See, we finished second, sister and brother. We didn't finish first. We were the loser. And God made us be a winner. He gave us the win. If you don't believe he gave you the win, he said, I'm going to send you something. I got to go back home. He said, I'm going to send you something.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to keep, he said, it's going to bring all things to memories to you.
Some
call it the Holy Spirit. Like myself, we still call it the Holy Ghost. All these things are done just to let you know you can't fix yourself. I'm like, Ramirez, if you can't find no one else to pray for Brother D, I need to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I solicited prayers each and every day.
Amen. Yes, sir.
My Bible tells me man should always pray and not faint.
Mm-hmm.
I need
yes,
to pray. Brother Daniel told me man should pray three times a day. I need to pray. Because you can't find nothing to thank God for. Tell him thank you for allowing Brother D another day. Tell him thank you for allowing Brother Eric, Reverend Harry, another day. If you can't thank him, we can tell him thank you. So if you tell him thank you. So thank you for being here. A minute has gone on home. I got a call yesterday while I was driving down the highway. Said there was just a massive shooting. And I instantly called my son back because he had just called me and told me he was on that street. So if you can't think of nothing to pray for, tell God thank you.
Come on, man.
Every day. Reverend Harry said every day and every hour.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel your power.
Mm-hmm.
I need it every day. Every day. The day that I stop needing God is the day that he done called me home.
Come on,
other than I'm seeing. And it show up in my life. Because, see, when God shows up, he shows out. I like it to show up. I didn't come and talk long. I come and do a lot of listening today. I want to thank Reverend Barry for coming here. Yes, Tiffany and Ona. He just said, oh, God is so good to us. We just don't know how good God is. Man, he's good. So good.
Thank you,
Lord. Love, man. So you made a loop of water. I like that, brother. I like that. You made a loop of water.
Thank you, Lord. So come. Thank God. Yes, 706, the part 8384.
Amen. Good morning, my brother. Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I heard Brother D talking about and about life and everything. I'm gonna read a quote somebody sent me this morning. Listen to the show. They said, "Stop always expecting your blessings to be financial or materialistic. God may
Come
have
on,
just
man.
Added some time to your life instead."
Amen.
Come on, man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, man.
Praise the Lord.
That's all I want to tell my brother. You just gave confirmation too, because we had just said that God wants us. We need to quit asking for tangible and material blessings and start asking God to come more closer walk with us. You know.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
But we need to do it. He wants us to do it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that wisdom. We had another number over here. 706-8384. To your show, I've been listening to that for the last 6 months, and I like the title of the show, God Plans, because God do have a plan for all of us.
God bless you, bro.
You've actually been an inspiration in my life, and I'm still asking the Lord to strengthen me on this walk faithfully with my faith, because one thing I know for sure, God working in mysterious ways, and he answered prayers and may not be on your time, but his time. And I'm going to live a witness to that because I had been dealing with some things and tossing and turning and praying and looked like nothing wasn't going my way, but
come on,
it wasn't God's way. Even though the devil, you got the devil disguised, they say if they wolf and sheep's skin come and try to encourage you to do this and do that. But because of my God, his word in me always say no. He binding in this track. And I can tell you this. I was standing in my bathroom one morning and I was washing up and stuff was weighing big on my heart and my mind and And this voice came to me. God is so good. He's a spirit. He travels with you all the time, and he lives within you if you recognize. and I can tell you, I'll be praying. I say, Lord, strengthen me where I'm weak. Show me my enemies and let me hear the ways of the wicked.
Come on, God.
And he's so good. He Come spoke on. To me that morning. He said, turn it loose and move on. And I looked around.
That's it.
I didn't see nobody.
That's it.
I walked out. I said to my wife, I said, did you say something to me? She said, no. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And like a load been lifted off me ever since. And he started showing me the wolf in sheep skin. Unknown
right.
to them, they were speaking, telling on themselves.
Come on,
and all I say is just thank you, Jesus. So I ask y'all to pray for me and strike me on this journey to stand on God's word and just let his word just manifest throughout my mind, body, and soul. And stuff. So I appreciate it, man, because I can tell you this. Y'all has been a spiritual healing to my soul,
God,
and I'm sure many more.
Thank you,
and I'm sure many more because I've been touched and I appreciate it. And like I say, I try not to miss a morning. Sometimes I may get on late. I may not say much, but I'm taking
Come
in
on,
that
God.
Spiritual healing. I'm taking that spiritual healing in because every time I feel so much better when I get off here.
Come on,
it actually keeping my army suit sealed up around me tight for that devil and that evil won't sneak in. Cause if you give him a chance, he'll sneak in. Right, thank y'all so
like
much,
that.
Man. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
And by the way, my name is Milton Lynch. So add me to your prayer list if you don't mind, my
Milton.
Brother.
Milton Lynch.
Yeah.
L Y N C H.
And where you from, brother? What part? You say?
I'm here in Augusta,
okay.
Georgia now, but I relocated from Florida, but Augusta is my home.
Okay.
And I thank
God
you so much.
God bless you. We're glad you hit the one button. We like when people hit the one button and encourage us to keep on going, man.
I can only tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God, I pray. I say, Lord, let me speak the truth. And I'm speaking to you that I had to hit the one button. I was directed to hit the one button. Obedient
Thank
is the way.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all is my spiritual brothers, not even knowing your name, but you know it's not. So God say, talk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants you to keep his word lifted up, and you can lift people up around you with his word. And I try to be encouraging along the way, but people look at like I'm crazy and stuff like that, but that's all right, because if they hated on Jesus and lied on Jesus, who am I?
Come on.
I tend to just stay in the book. In the book.
Come on now.
The book keeps you, though. It keeps you, because if you don't get that
God.
Book and let that word just manifest through your mind, body, and soul, you're so easy to be drawn in by Matilda.
So I
thank you again. I can get long-winded sometimes, but I just appreciate the conversation. Like I said, I've been listening for the last 6 months. And go to show you how good God is. The Lord told me in the Houston, the queue a couple months ago. And I didn't say no. I just sat there and I listened. But but he wasn't going for that this morning. He said, no, you're going to hit it on your own this morning. I told you never before. You were disobedient. So you're going to hit it. So
thank
you, brothers, man. Y'all continue to do what you're doing, because, like I said, I'm speaking out now for all. Because there's plenty of people around the world right now need these prayers, and them that listen. I'm sure this show has lifted someone up along the way, gave them something to think about, you know. So, I'm a pretty spiritual guy. I was raised up in the church. Used to play the drums, do a little singing and stuff. But But did I drift off? Yeah, I drift off. But guess what? Mom is still the God that's in me. And if it wasn't for mom prayers back then, because she, I didn't have enough to pray then, even though I lived off mama and big mom prayers. And I can see them now. They smiling down on me now because I'm doing the same thing they doing with my kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews.
Thank you, Lord.
But that's what the Lord wants you to do. See, cause we all a child of God, and we all a tool of His. Like you say, men is called, but few is chosen. But you do your own, you know. So
yeah,
I appreciate y'all, man. I really do. And I keep you in prayer, man, and the rest of the praying brothers, and especially you taking your trip tomorrow. You know, I got a prayer list too, but my prayer list go out to y'all in the world because I pray for everybody. The Lord knows.
There you go.
But known and unknown.
There you go.
So I'm gonna get off and just sit back and listen now before Willie Dawg says something. Say, boy, he's long winded.
He been paying attention to the show.
Hey, brother D and Tim, I listen in on Tuesday evening too. You know, when it get a little rough, I tune out. You know, but I enjoyed the show and Brother Dawg. God working with you, man. I met you a few times, and I tell you, I see the change. And you like if you make
praise
that change,
Lord.
Like you say, Lord, say, let that light of mine shine in you. It's shining.
Yeah.
Some light shine brighter than others, but he working with you as well as he working
yes,
with
sir.
Me.
Praise the Lord.
He been paying attention.
Yes, sir.
And I like what you're doing, really, darling, you really play your music itself. You play some music that's really uplifting, and it's a message in the music if you listen and pay attention.
You have
to listen and pay attention to the word, not just the music, but the word in of it. Itself.
Appreciate it, my brother. God's plan.
Yes, that's why I said I love the title. I love the title of the show. God plan. All right, bro. Let me get on off here and behave myself. I spoke as the Lord directed me to speak. So now,
thank you,
you know,
Lord.
He always, because I always pray, I say, Lord, hold my tongue when it needs to be held. But if I need to speak, let me speak righteousness in your name. So I done spoke. I think he pleased with it, and I ask y'all to pray and strengthen me on my journey as well.
Glory be to God.
I'm out of here. I love you guys. Ain't nothing you can do about it. That's your saying, and I love it.
Praise the Lord. Yeah,
Good testimony.
He was preaching there for a minute. When I was in Florida in the church and stuff, and I can leave the church and go out and eat, and people walk up to me and we start talking. And even in the church, they said, you're going to preach one day. And I said to them, that sounds like something y'all want me to do. I say, but God hasn't called me to preach. And if he called me to preach, that means he's ready for me to preach. Right now he hasn't shown me yet, but I'm
Come
just
on.
A tool and stuff,
Come
you know.
On,
so I say you got to
Come
be right you. When you get in. You got to get right. It's a saying that in order to do right, you got to get right.
Come on,
then you can be right, and you'll do right.
Come on now.
So, you know, we all got work here to do. So I'm okay, but is there room for improvement? Yes. I'm trying to get right, get better, so I can do better. And I can do right.
Hey, that's Brother Henry's brother there. That's Brother Henry's son. His brother. That's Brother Henry, bro.
Okay. That's all right. Hey, I love that. you're supposed to surround yourself with prayer warriors and good people.
That's right. Yeah. Reverend Henry got an unknown son. He don't know nothing about.
I may be if not, I'm his brother in Christ, ain't I?
There you go.
Amen.
There
you go. Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
All right, brother. Y'all take care. Love you, and y'all be blessed. Be safe.
Amen.
All right.
Praise
all right.
You can't do nothing about it. And you can't do nothing about it.
Amen. Amen. I agree.
Hey, we got another. We got another number. 682-8825. Come off that mute button if you want to say something. You hit the one button. Ain't this Brother Mike, man?
Yeah,
what's up, Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Mike.
What's going on? Well, you know, I've been trying to, you know, go up another level with my, you know, we're trying to please the Lord and trying to get closer to him. So, I like what y'all said this morning, having faith. And, man, you know, I got a strong faith, but I just want to be a little more closer to him. So,
when we lifting up God and we lifting up Him, to,
yeah.
so others can see Him. You know, we encourage. You know? So you never
Amen.
Know when you might need encouragement. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Amen.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Brother D, you on?
Mm-hmm.
I got a little noise. I'm going to do something. I ain't doing this tonight. You can't talk now.
Oh.
Thank you. It went away. But,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
But if you don't mind, can you pray for us, man? You know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father God. In heaven, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for love, what we feel. You've already done what we're about to ask for. So we just come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for a closer walk. Hallelujah. Thank you for a closer talk. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. Put it in men's heart that they must draw nigh unto you. And we said, yes, Lord. Overflow, Lord. Overflow in the heart. Let your love, your mercy, and your grace abide. Increase the faith, oh, Father God. Thank you in advance for traveling grace. Oh, hallelujah, that you would hold the airplane as it makes it to its destination safely. Within bodies, Father God, your man, your woman, hallelujah, of God, take them there safely, Father God, and bring them back in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for what you have done for us, Father God. Many times you've made a way out of no way over and over again, so we just, when we're happy in celebration, this is a celebration, prayer, Father, we want to say thank you. We thank you for men confess, men ask, and they would not ask if they did not believe that you were able to supply their needs. So we say thank you. Thank you for what you've done, Father God. We celebrate you, Father God. Oh, and your mercy. We celebrate you and your grace. We celebrate you, Father God, for what you've done unto us by faith. Hallelujah. By grace. Through our faith, you saved us. You brought us. You taught us. Increase our wisdom in you. We said thank you. You let us know within our hearts that we can look unto you and ask in the name of Jesus and say, if it be thy will, let it be done. And it's already done unto us. And we said thank you, Lord. Well, we want to tell you that we do love you, Lord. We do love you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, because we're going to hear testimonies how that you have made that closer walk. We claim it in the name of Jesus. We're going to hear testimonies how you have took them there and brought them back safely. Through trials and tribulations, you helped them weather the storm. Hallelujah. We said, thank you, Lord. We realize it is in you that we move and we live and we have our being. We said, thank you, Lord, not of our own, but because of you. Hallelujah. We have the victory because of you. Our day that was dark, it seems to be bright now because of you. Because of you, to make the heart desire to be more pleasing in my sight. It is because of you. And we said, thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Father God. We give your name the praise, for your name is due the praise this day. And how can we better praise you than in spirit and in truth with our meditations, with we walk with you? We said, thank you, Lord, because you lifted us. Oh, and you gifted us. We said, thank you, Lord. You made a way out of no way. We said, thank you, Lord. You healed our bodies. We said, thank you, Lord. You helped our wounded spirits. We said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, thank you, Lord. God, for you. Thank you, Lord, for just being God. We said, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that you show towards us. We lift our hands in adoration unto you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Jehovah, Jehovah Nisi, oh Jehovah Shalom, we is a thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, our hearts are overflowed with joy. We said thank you, Lord. It is because of you. We said thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you for all that you've done. Keep on, Father God. We make our hearts your home. Dwell in our hearts, Father God, that we our feet walk right. Dwell in our hearts, that our mouth we talk right. Dwell in our hearts, Father, that we love the way that you want us to love. Dwell in our hearts, Lord. Dwell in our hearts, Holy Spirit. You're welcome in our hearts, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, and we love you, and we love you, and we love you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We do pray. We say thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your soul.